Today on Experts from Coenergy Propane, it's Brian Adams. Brian, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Frank. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming in. I really appreciate that. Tell me, first of all, a little about you and your background and your history with Coenergy Propane.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm the president of Coenergy Propane. Been with the organization for about 5 years now. My background actually comes out of technology industry. So I worked my entire career in fiber optics to rural communities. And part of that adventure was working with Central Electric here in Central Oregon, bringing fiber optics to the community. And they tapped me on the shoulder to come over and help out with Coenergy Propane and to move the company in a little bit different direction. So I jumped on the opportunity, not only because I believe in what propane provides to the energy complex, but also had the opportunity to live here in beautiful Central Oregon. So it was a win-win from my perspective.
Well, very glad to have you, and thank you so much for coming in today. So we've heard a lot of talk in the last year or so about gas appliances, and some people are saying you've got to get these out of your house and this, that, and the other thing. Is that real or is it hyperbole?
Well, there is some truth to it, right? That anytime that you're burning a gas component in the house, there are certain precautions you have to take. You have to make sure that you have strong ventilation. You got to make sure that you're using the right appliances and the right oil and cooking gear. But at that point, there's kind of a separation between natural gas and propane. One of the misleading truths about propane is it only makes up about 4% of the energy complex, such as in the state of Oregon. Because it's such a small percentage, it typically gets bundled in with other energy sources. And so in this, with natural gas being the most relevant gas energy source for residents in the state of Oregon, propane gets lumped into that. So natural gas, by its nature, is a methane gas, and it's not good for the environment. It's not good in
like an enclosed area.
Enclosed area
needs venting.
Exactly.
Sure.
And so there's been a lot of focus on natural gas from that aspect. Propane, in comparison, has zero methane in it. It has very low carbon intensity, and doesn't have the same components and byproducts as natural gas does. So that's where the two separate. So is it safe? Some would argue that it could be safer than electricity. There's more accidents in the home with electricity cooking appliances than there is with gas appliances. And it's something to be aware of, but it's not as bad as the media or a lot of people seem to make it out to be.
Now, how big is the footprint for propane here in Deschutes County in the Central Oregon area?
Yeah, so Deschutes County or the Tri-County area, including Crook and Jefferson County, actually has a fairly high use of propane compared to the state average. The availability of natural gas isn't as prevalent in Central Oregon, and so propane is a great alternative. And so here in the Tri-County area, we're closer to about 7-8% of the residents use propane as a primary heating source compared to the 4% statewide.
Yeah, there's our geography, I suppose, would contribute a lot to that.
Absolutely.
Okay. What about cost? How does that rate? Is it up the same as others or a little less?
So there's kind of two components to look at. There's the straightforward, what is the cost of propane compared to other energy sources? Propane, similar like a crude oil, other commodity, is traded on a public platform, the New York Mercantile trading platform. And so the pricing can fluctuate quite a bit over time and due to a lot of factors. In general, the retail cost of propane is going to be somewhere in that $2 to $2.80 per gallon here in Central Oregon. But the other side of it is the efficiency of propane. So propane burns at a very high rate, high temperature, and is very efficient. So if you think about heating a home where you turn on a heat pump or an appliance that's energized from electricity, it takes a while for that air to heat up and to heat the home. propane, when it heats up immediately and is a lot more efficient. So there's been studies at the national level where propane has about a 70% efficiency level up and above electricity when it comes to heating buildings or heating your home.
Appreciate it very much. We're just getting the conversation started, but we're already out of time. So we'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Sounds good, Frank. Look forward to it.
Brian Adams, Co-Energy Propane, here on FM News 100.1 and 1110 KBND.